Hello and welcome to Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave, and I'm feeling a lot of pressure. And this is just the Tuesday teaser for Patreon, which means if you're not a member of Patreon and you're interested in being a member, go join Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast.
That was my daughter calling me up to bring her to school, and that was like 8 hours ago. And since then, it's been a whirling dervish of Alcoholics Anonymous, commuting, eating, and a lot of fucking Christmas shopping. And it's crazy, because if you go to stores the day before Christmas Eve, there's really nothing there. I figured if I went to L.L. Bean the day before Christmas Eve, I'd find something nice for my dad, for Linda's mom. I found something nice for Linda's mom. I couldn't find what I was looking for my father, but I hooked him up. I wound up hunting some shit down, and I'm not going to ruin it because he'll listen to this before Christmas, so I don't want to spoil the Christmas. Do you guys hate it when people say spoiler alert? I hate spoiler alert. I just ate, I know you guys are really interested in this, I just ate an egg roll and wonton soup. There's no good Chinese food in this town, but the egg rolls and the wonton soup are really quite delicious. So for the Tuesday Patreon show, I was in Manhattan, and the great downtown Ray Brown came to my dad's house, and my dad protested not wanting to come back on the show. But in the end, he came back on the show, and I'm sure you guys are excited to hear it. I want to read the Spotify comments from last week's Tuesday teaser, and I encourage you, anybody who's listening, to leave Spotify comments, because I really love to read them. And then if I read them, and you guys hear me read them and feel like you want to get stickers or be acknowledged, you write dopeypodcast@gmail.com and you give me your address, and I will send you stickers. And or Eric Papa Smurf will send you stickers. And if you want to be on the show, if you sent in a drug story or a crazy story or your thoughts about Nick Reiner or your thoughts about Chinese food outside of New York City versus Chinese food within New York City or whatever urban area you're near, I would love that. I would love all that. All right, these are the fucking Spotify comments from last week's Tuesday teaser with Aaron Carr. And if you didn't join Patreon to hear me and Aaron last week, that was a mistake. That was a really fine show. All right, Paula Boomer says, "I can't find you on Patreon. I have searched and you aren't coming up. Any advice? I want to listen to the rest of your coverage. Thanks for sharing. I don't understand the backlash. I'm just very grateful to have found the podcast." Thanks, Paula. You just go to www.patreon/dopeypodcast. No, www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. It'll pop up. Cam Richardson, "Dave, you seem like a really good dude. The way the last episode was edited was incredibly, honestly kind and merciful to all parties." Thanks, Cam. The truth is, I didn't edit it at all. That was the whole fucking thing. I didn't touch it. I left the whole thing in there. So that was just me, Chris, and Nick Reiner, and no editing. Sarah Fishletter says, "I appreciate you addressing this. Even I, with insight into mental illness and addiction, was really uncomfortable after hearing Nick speak. I understand the purpose of your podcast is to provide a non-judgmental place for addicts, but this almost seemed to glorify him while still showing his cavalier attitude towards using, his extreme propensity for anger and violence, and an unmistakable resentment of his dad. Hindsight bias makes it feel sickeningly clear just how it would end." Yeah, hindsight is weird because at the time, you don't know anything. It's when Chris died, everybody was sure I should have known he was about to die. And if you go back and you listen, it seemed like I should have known. But hindsight is much clearer than how you feel when something's happening. And I was really interested in hearing Nick's story when we were recording the show. And I think the reason 99% of dopey episodes are with people in recovery, because it can become dangerous when you have people who are using on the show. So 99%. I mean, we had Andy Dick on last week, wasted, and Nick Reiner had drank and smoked weed on this episode. I had Todd call in on drugs. Todd actually did heroin one time when he came on the show. That wasn't great. There's a couple other people. I'm blanking on who they might have been. But there are a couple other people who used and definitely who smoked weed. All right. Mr. Beck says, do not feel bad, Dave. Police officers, nurses, and paramedics also technically profit off of tragedy. The important thing that is that the main purpose isn't profit. To me, your purpose was to clearly give people much needed and much desired insight into a horrible tragedy. I discovered your podcast because of this tragedy and have since listened to other non-Nick episodes and have learned so much about different perspectives on addiction. Thank you, Mr. Beck. Yeah, I mean, the purpose of this podcast has always been, I mean, the primary purpose is so I have something to do. That's the primary purpose of this podcast. The secondary purpose is to keep addicts company by talking about recovery through the lens of drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. And I say it all the time, but I'm so grateful to make the show. I love making the show. I love that people care about the show. The other thing about Patreon is if you join, we do a recovery Zoom every Wednesday morning, which is tomorrow morning. So if you join, you could come to the recovery Zoom every Wednesday. And we do a Patreon Zoom usually the last Saturday of the month. We have to figure out if it's going to be the last Saturday of this month or the first Saturday of next month. But and then also there's 25 free Zooms on Dopey. If you go to DopeyZoom.com, and the Dopey Nation folks are meeting there 25 times a week. And we want addicts to get together and alcoholics to get together and try to enjoy some aspect of their lives without using. Because life is really hard when you're using. It's much easier in recovery. And it's hard to imagine that anybody gets to get clean or sober unless they talk to other folk who get clean and sober. Anyway, I'm going to play Me, My Dad, and the great Downtown Ray Brown right now.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
Hello and welcome to another Dopey Tuesday, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. I'm with my friend Ray, Stephen Ray Brown. Welcome back to the show, Ray.
Oh, nice to be back.
So how many people in your life call you Stephen?
Everyone.
Not everyone.
Almost everyone.
Most everyone in your life call you Stephen?
Well, I played a gig on Saturday night and they called me Ray. But in my song, I mentioned my name, Steve.
Did anyone ever call you Steve?
And when I was like in grade school, my name was Steve. I don't know why it changed to Stephen.
Well, when you came out gay, your name became Steven.
When I was 10.
So, Steven, I could see you as a Steven, not really as a Steve.
Oh, somebody called me Stefan at the, where was I? At Spectrum Cable the other day. They're like, next Stefan. And I wanted to tell the girl, like, when you see this name, it's 99% of the time pronounced Steven.
I know, but that's bullshit because... What about the Stephens in the world? And they spell it like it looks like Stephen.
I know.
That's one of the worst names ever. Stephen as S-T-E. Is that why you changed your name?
I'm P-H.
I know. Is that why you did it?
No. It's just, you know, before I used to perform under my mother's name.
Yes, I know that.
And now I'm on my dad's name.
So your father's name was Ray Brown?
Yeah.
That's why you did it. Because you're a ray of sunshine.
My father's name is James Raymond Brown.
And you didn't want to do James Brown.
I didn't think about being James Brown.
You didn't even consider it?
No.
Did you think about Jimmy Brown?
Actually, that's what my mother calls my father, Jimmy.
Well, your father's dead now.
Yeah.
Does she say, oh, Jimmy?
She will. She says...
I'm a coming, Jimmy.
She says, Jimmy planned all... You know, Jimmy planned this, like whatever's happening in her life. She thinks my dad planned ahead of time.
Did he?
Well... He's paid for it.
Well, we've been in a deep, deep crisis. And my dad, who's played a part in all of my crises, said he doesn't want to come on the show. And the funny thing was, as we walked home from 14th Street, I was thinking, I definitely don't want my dad to be on the show. But when we got home...
When you came in, you told him you didn't want him on the show, right?
No, I think he told me that he wouldn't
do the show. Oh, he was leaving right now, yeah.
And then...
And when, he will not. He said, I'm not going to be on the show. I'm leaving right now.
And what was my reaction?
And you're like, you have to be on the show.
Now you have
now
to.
Now you have to. All right, only so, because you said you wouldn't.
So, Dad, come here. So... And Ray.
Oh, I'm not going to break this chair today.
It doesn't look like you're going to break the chair. We've been in this, I think yesterday will be the final Nick Reiner content that we put out in the world.
Yeah.
I think we're done with the Nick Reiner. But of course, the Dad, where are you going? The trial.
Oh, when they subpoena you for the trial.
The trial is going to be a big deal.
The prosecution will bring David Manheim.
Well, it's funny because when I did the Hamilton Morris podcast around the, I want to say the Ray Stephen Brown story, but no, the Nick Reiner story, and he used this recording against me, and I told you about it, and what did you say, Ray?
Is that when you asked me to go fight for your valor on YouTube?
I know, and then you didn't fight for my valor. Nobody.
I just attacked Hamilton Morris. I just trashed his father and said he didn't know the difference between a tortoise and a rodent.
Why?
His father?
His father.
Can you please educate my father?
His father is, I quote unquote, documentary filmmaker, but he made a film about a small town near my town in North Florida where he just portrayed the people as like idiots and rednecks, but... There was a man kept saying that's a gopher hole, but it's a gopher tortoise. And he was like, a gopher? A gopher? He's like, yeah, there's the gopher right there. And he's like, oh, that's a turtle. But in North Florida, that's a gopher tortoise.
This is why you're the worst person in the world.
And no, I thought people were going to attack me.
It's all you had to do was defend Opie. And of course, you have to make it about some Florida fucking movie. All you had to do is like, Dopey helps people. I'm part of Dopey. Ray just performed at the Bushwick Book Club. And Ray, what did they introduce you as?
Oh, up next from the Dopey Podcast.
Really?
The legend, Ray Brown.
Did they say the legend?
Oh, yeah.
And so you go
it's in
on
my contract.
You go on to YouTube and you don't mention Dopey. You're talking about gophers and fucking turtles. Why?
I'll do it today. I'll go back.
You will? What will you say?
I'll be like, Dave Manheim helps a lot of people. Hamilton Morris helps no one.
That's what you're going to say? And what, Dad? What's your question?
No, why were you at a book club?
Because we read a book once a month, and then we write a song, and we perform it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And when was the last time you did this once a month?
2022. I think I got banned because I recycled a song.
What song did you recycle?
It was the song I did for Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. And then we did another song about when Brooklyn was queer. And I'm like, well, that's the same song. So I just used the same book.
How do you mean?
Well, I wrote a song about Walt Whitman living in Brooklyn in 1850s and, you know, whatever he was up to, you know. And then they wanted us to do this other song about when Brooklyn was queer, and it was about the history of gay Brooklyn. I'm like, I already wrote that song.
So you did the same song?
It's a great song. One of my favorite songs I've written.
Did they ban you?
I was wondering because they didn't ask me. But then, you know, she's always writing to me. And then I told her I was in Mexico when I was actually here, because I just didn't want to do it.
What was Walt Whitman gay?
So, if you're dying to know if Walt Whitman was gay, and lots of other stuff, there's some good stuff. There's some good stuff in this Patreon special. You go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And Christmas is coming, and me and Ray, I'm gonna give you guys, even the cheapos, a little, I mean, it's not really a gift, but me and Ray did some Christmas songs. So I'm going to give you guys some free Christmas cheer, which is stay together for the holidays. Go to a fucking meeting. Reach out to somebody. Try to help somebody. Stick with the plan. I know recovery is not an easy
path. You're going
to
sing.
I know it can be annoying. Okay. I know it can be
annoying. Here, talk for a second.
What key?
But especially during this holiday season, you don't want to die at Christmas.
That's a good gospel key.
Ruin Christmas for your family.
What does he say in the Blues Brothers?
The rest of your life. Try to do the next right thing.
That's a good
Just give it a shot. Oh, I'm gonna start releasing fake meditations.
Is Alan a musician at all?
Until next time.
I was gonna ask Alan if he knows what an octave is.
Doing some Christmas songs.
No.
Stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery.
God rest you, Mary.
Toodles for Chris.
Hold on. Sorry.
Are you gonna sing?
No, you're gonna sing. You always need me to start you though.
But you always do that intro, which I never do. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior. This is bad.
No, don't worry.
Sing it.
God
rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we're gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Yep, yep, yep. You dairy gentlemen, let nothing you just the same
You're
thing.
You're missing the second verse.
Same
From
thing.
God, our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, and how in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy.
Oh,
tidings of comfort and joy. Oi, oi. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The which his mother Mary did nothing to take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Fear. Sing it.
What do you have?
I have a different one, but I don't care. But
fear
when to Bethlehem came, where at this infant lay,
they found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling unto the Lord did pray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Fucking five verses.
Look at this. Mine are all different on this one. And then it says, the witch, his mother. Look at that.
Okay, let's pick another Christmas song. Any song. Quick. Pick one. You want to do Let It Snow?
Let It Snow.
Or Silver Bells.
Let's do Silver Bells.
I love Silver Bells. Just talk for a second.
Silver Bells. Oh, this song brings back
memories. Do you want to do I'm Dreaming of My White Neighbors?
I remember Silver Bells just seemed magical to me. I don't know. When I was very young, metallic things, it made me feel something. Metallic gold and silver.
Metallic balls in your butt.
Well, I used to get emotions from colors, and then metallic colors had a different emotion with them, and silver was like the best.
Especially balls in your butt.
Yeah, silver balls in my mouth.
There we go. Silver bells.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling.
Hear the ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing,
people passing,
meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear. That's how it goes.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of sidewalks, street lights, even stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
What?
Hear the snow crush.
See the kids rush.
This is Santa's big day.
And above all the bustle you hear.
Says be white.
Alright, I gotta get the train. Alright, I gotta get the train.
Let's go. Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho.
Stay strong, everybody, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good. Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. But bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good, so bad. So bad, bad desires, all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky, watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. It's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Would they pay it any mind if I left this busted city far behind? I'll take the high road, however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desires all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desires all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. That's all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, that's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.